Hi, it's Hazel.
Hey, it's Azura.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome back to another episode of Clarity's
Hush Podcast.
Girls, remember last time we used to talk about breast sizes?
Oh, remember you tried to measure our boob size?
Oh, that was like season one of Hush Podcast.
Yes.
We've come a long way and I think our thoughts have changed.
My boob size is still the same.
Really?
It hasn't changed since season one.
I don't think mine went down by
in your life?
No, it does.
I think Hazel's has gotten bigger. Azura's are the same. Mine are smaller, if not the same.
What do you do?
No, I think my boob size went down.
Really?
As I lose weight, I think just lose the fats around your boobs area.
Perhaps.
But you know what? Like, over the years, I have come to realize how important comfort is for me. Last time I used to wear bras with like underwires and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's just gotten so uncomfortable, especially with all the long days that we have. Shoots, filming, and radio. Like, we want to be in like an absolutely comfortable state when we do our radio shows.
No, you know, like we always say, like the best feeling ever is at the end of the day when you get to take it off.
Oh. You know, sometimes after I take off my bra, after a very long day, right? It's like I have marks. Yeah. It's like I went to war or something and there's like scars all over and they're really red and angry and itchy.
Yes.
Yeah. Underwires will be the death of me.
Speaking of war, did you guys know how bras started about?
Huh?
Okay. During World War II, bras gained popularity because women were urged to stop wearing corsets because they had to conserve metal for the war. It's insane. I never knew about this, you know?
A corset has so much metal in it.
Right?
Just I would imagine it's so uncomfortable.
Probably.
Right. Yeah, so when that happened, it led to an increase in bra usage because corset production decreased. And historically, the early forms of bras were made out of whale bone.
Real whale?
Whale bone, that sounds like a very expensive bra. I don't know if we could afford that these days.
Yeah, and it's like so not environmentally friendly,
Probably not.
Yeah, and they were also not just whale bone, they were also made out of metal corsets. So like people back in like the 1800s, like female tennis players, they suffered a lot of discomfort due to this. And because of the sharp edges, there were, like what Jimmy mentioned, a lot of scars, a lot of bloodstained attires even. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, we're already so uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
Right?
And then back then with all...
death by bra. Can you imagine that? I could not, honestly. But bras have come a long way, right? They are not just the fabric that covers your nipples from the world anymore. But they come in so many different shapes and sizes, just like the boobs themselves. There's sports bras, there's bralettes, there's, you know...
wired bras, wireless bras.
Sticky bras.
Right.
Any kind of
chicken fillets.
Exactly, exactly.
I think bras is such a basic word, but it has become such an important part of women's lives.
What does a bra mean to you girls?
I wish we could all not wear them. Leh.
Oh, you are team no bra. Huh?
Free the titties.
Yeah, you know, I was in Bali recently and I walked about and I saw so many Caucasians just wearing like a tight top with no bras underneath.
It's very normal, yeah. When I was living in the States, nobody wore bras as often. Or they would wear bra tops, right?
Right.
But not like traditional bras with the wires and all that.
But I beg to differ though. I feel like I like the feeling of a bra because it holds my titties in place. So sometimes when I run, I don't feel like they're so loose and so unsupported.
I kind of have an embarrassing story, actually.
Oh my god, tell us.
About not wearing a bra.
Oh!
And ever since then, I tried to wear a bra in this situation. So I was in the States, right? And like I said, nobody wears bras there. So I was like, free the titty!
Yeah!
Don't wear a bra. So I was wearing this big t-shirt that had been cut into a tank top.
Okay.
And it was cut very low down the sides.
Right.
Right?
It used to be very trendy.
Yes. Exactly. Uh-huh. So I went to get my nails done. I was in the salon and all that. And I was, you know, having the best time. And then this Caucasian girl next to me, she turns to me and she said, "Honey, you know everyone can see your boobs, right? You know they can all see your nipples. It's like coming out of your shirt." And I was like, I was mortified. I was like, I didn't realize because obviously it's very big.
Yeah.
The armholes are very big on the side, right?
So from the front, you can't see it, but from the side, you can see everything clearly.
Exactly.
It's a nip slip.
Yeah, it was a major nip slip. Luckily, it was all women there. And ever since then, I would at least wear like sort of like a bandeau or if I'm wearing something very revealing.
Okay, my turn to share an embarrassing story.
Okay.
So back when I was like 14 or 15, there was one time me and my friends went out to the beach to play. But at that point of time, I had just started wearing bras for a while, right? And I was in this bra with this underwire that was honestly quite uncomfortable, especially the part in between the boobs, the U shape, the W shape, like underwire, it was really, really cutting into my skin. And on the train, it had got so uncomfortable that I told myself I needed to fold a piece of tissue paper and just slip it in between my skin and the underwire, just so I don't feel the cut so much.
Like cushion.
Yeah, just cushion it a bit. So I went to the toilet to do that. But guess what? When we got to the beach, we went in to play. We didn't change out into swimsuits. We just went in like that, like in my t-shirt and my shorts. And because of the water pressure, there was a gap in between my skin and the underwire, and the tissue actually floated out of my shirt. It was so incredibly embarrassing.
Everyone saw?
Because a male friend saw.
Oh.
And he had thought I used that tissue paper to push out my boobs. Oh. I wanted to die. It was so embarrassing.
But it's like, it's water. Tissue and water.
I know. Like, what was I thinking back then, you know?
I mean, we weren't thinking, right? We were young. Yeah. We didn't know.
You don't really know what to do, what works for you, you know, what you should be trying out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our PD actually has stories, right, of embarrassing, you know, bra-related moments. Okay. This one, I feel like I can kind of relate. She says, this reminds me of my close friend from secondary school. So this friend, she's like a model, right? She's super tall, she's slender and all that. So she decided to wear a baju kurung on Racial Harmony
Day. Sexy.
She also decided to wear a push-up bra, right? To push up her boobs because she wanted to impress her crush. Oh. Like, we get that, sis. I get that. But the thing is that there was a lot of space between the bra cup and the boob.
Because she's so petite in
She's
real
so
life,
slender,
right?
Mm-hmm. So there was, and it's very obvious. Aww. So you can see like a big hole. And she was trying to go impress her crush and walk classroom to classroom, but with a very big hole between her bra cup and her boob. You know, I was there once wearing bras that were too big for me. And it's just, you know, it's just not worth it. It's so much more flattering to wear a bra that is fit to your boobs, even if you're from the itty bitty titty community.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. So I used to sell bras, you guys know this, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And we always advise our customers to get the right fit because the last thing we want is for customers to like wear a t-shirt, for example. And you can see the gap in between the boobs.
I don't actually know what this gap looks like there.
Because you have big boobs, babe.
Wow.
What a flex.
God's favorite.
No. I've mentioned this before. It's not a great thing.
Oh, okay.
I feel it's not a great thing.
Okay.
I think everything you wear instantly looks a little bit more vulgar.
You look fine today, though.
Yeah, I'm covered up. You look like covered up. You look great. You look comfortable.
Thank you. Oh, very comfortable, by the way.
Yes. Someone says, I wore the wrong bra to gym class once. Right, so I didn't wear a sports bra that gives me enough coverage and support. And we were doing jump rope exercises.
Oh, no.
One bounce and my titty fell out.
Oh,
and
no.
My friend laughed and cried on the floor.
Oh no.
Okay, here's another story that I can relate to.
Yeah.
This person, she says, was wearing a front snap bra, but snap broke.
Oh.
My hefty ladies came bustling noticeably out while I was interviewing someone.
Oh God.
To make the moment even sweeter, I had been wearing a white silk blend tee, so it was painfully more obvious.
Oh man.
Oh,
my heart goes out to
you,
sis. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, if you ever need a last minute, like if your like titties pop out and your bra broke and you need something to cover your nipples.
Panty liner.
We've covered this before.
Hazy has tried it out.
Cut up a panty liner, just stick it over your nipples.
Yeah.
It does work.
Cut it into two.
Yeah.
Stick it on the titty.
Try it and test it.
Yes.
Try it and test it.
But or just get a bra without a clasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or without a front clasp at least.
Very recently, actually, I was out somewhere and then one of my friends grabbed me and she was like, babe, are you wearing like stickies and did they drop off? There was one like lying in the and I was like, no, I'm not wearing a bra today. And she was like, neither am I. And she was holding it at this point.
Oh.
And she was like,
She thought it was yours and then she picked it up for you. That's a good friend right there.
This friend can keep.
It's tough being a girl, man.
I know.
It's tough being a girl.
I know.
Yeah.
But you know what I really love of late? Wireless bras.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know how some girls feel like wireless bras don't give you enough support?
Mm.
That's actually not true.
Oh.
What research has shown, with the right type of fabric and the right type of sizing, they can still be supported.
Can I just say that Hazy and I are wearing the same bra right now?
Yeah. So I'm wearing like an open collar top. I like how this looks. And Azura is covered up and
I am.
Your sisters look great, babe.
Thank you. Because I'm very patchy right now. Half red, half tan, half white, half don't know what. So.
Yeah, but there's no wire in this bra.
There's no wire.
So comfy.
Like super, super comfy. And for women who likes to go to sleep wearing a bra because, you know, you feel more supported, I feel like wireless bras are the best option for you to consider.
Yeah. So I wear them a lot, actually, because as we all know, I wear a lot of, like, translucent and
correct,
mesh.
Correct.
So that's the, it looks, you know, it doesn't look like a bra.
Yeah.
It looks like
aesthetic.
Correct.
I'm currently wearing this bra top.
I love bra tops.
I have invested in so many bra tops over the years. Let me tell you what works and what doesn't.
Okay.
The worst kind of bra tops are actually the ones with removable padding, where you slot them in and out of the hole. Mm. Because of so many reasons, when you put them in the wash, they get folded, they get crumpled, and then it looks like your nene is toto or something.
Yeah, toto.
Yeah, I don't know how to say, like, your boobs are crumpled, right? So that's bad in a way already.
Okay, when that happens, take out the padding and like invert, put it back in. It works.
I think I've inverted it both sides and worn it out.
Okay.
So the good thing about, you know, this bra top that I'm wearing, right, is that the padding is kind of sewn into the top. Mm. So it gives you kind of mobility 360. So I can move any way and it doesn't, it moves with me, you know?
Yeah, it moves with
it
you.
It moves with me. Yeah.
No, you know what's so great about it? Yeah. That you can't see like the
circle, the line,
you know, wow, I hate it.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, and it's so comfy. So honestly, I would wear this all day, every day.
Yeah, especially when we're just doing radio shifts and nothing else, right?
And they come in so many different like colors, designs and cuts and all that to suit whatever it is that you're going for.
Mm. Mm. Okay, so here's the fun fact on the evolution of bras.
Okay.
Okay, ooh. I feel like all women, it would be good to know this. So back in the 14th century, actually many women went braless under their dresses. But if they were to play sports or go for outings, they wore cloth. So it's like similar to...
like a bind. They bind you.
Just like wrapping it. The point of them doing this is to support and flatten their breasts.
Mm.
Oh. It's so weird because like women these days, we want to like showcase what we have,
right? No, I guess so. It's not like in the way or like bouncy, like when they're playing sports.
Correct.
Maybe like support, more of support.
So it doesn't like really get in the way.
Okay.
Now we fast forward to the 16th century. This was when the corset was invented.
Mm.
And the purpose of corsets was, of course, to show your sisters rather than hide them.
It's like push it up.
Yeah, it's become like a sexy thing.
Mm.
And it's also become like a fashion transition
true
kind of thing. And like lower neckline gowns that highlighted the bust lines, you know, corsets would be like perfect for that. And then to the 90s, this is when the iconic bullet bra made its debut.
Oh, I know, the one that goes really pointy.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Madonna, is it?
Yeah,
Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe. Maybe I wasn't born at that time. I don't know how that's sexy, like, you know.
But I think that trend will come back one day.
Really?
I feel so.
You can make it come back, Hazy.
Oh.
Yeah, you wear it.
Haven't Let me try seen, that trend. Like, some celebs wear it, like, on stage.
Yeah, I've seen Billie Eilish wear it on the cover of Vogue. It was like a corset top.
Mm.
Katy Perry's worn it on stage.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think trends, they come and go.
Cone bra.
Conical bras.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, and then we come to the modern day era, right? Uh-huh. The 2000s and the early 2010s. There were so many new design options for bras, every kind of bra. The padded bra, memory foam, became very popular for things like push-up.
Love.
You know, like the Wonder Bra, Water Bra. Have you guys ever heard of that?
What's a what?
It's water inside, and then when you pump it up, it pushes up your boobies. Oh, you guys have never heard of the water bra?
How do you pump it up?
Put water inside?
Put water inside.
Oh,
What if it leaks?
Yeah, it could.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
A water
bit. Lactating.
Yeah, you just say I'm lactating. But there are so many different kinds of bras made for like stage performances, artists.
Mm-hmm.
But then come the roaring 20s, right? COVID pandemic hit. Everyone was at home.
Mm.
Everyone threw away their bras because nobody wanted to wear bras at home. Like even when you work from home, right, and you do Zoom, I can bet half of you guys weren't wearing a bra.
Mm.
Were
Agree.
Y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wasn't. Or a bra top, or just not traditional bras.
Right.
So a lot more, I do see like a movement of kind of like bra tops or bras embedded into different outfits, like dresses. Yep. Even I've seen that.
Yeah, padded stuff sells so well.
Oh,
padded tops, padded dresses.
Like, this is a padded top, right?
So nice.
Yeah.
No, and the thing is, I think with a lot of designs, especially like, you know, strappy ones, backless ones, some people, they don't really know how to navigate, like, you know, what should I do if it's backless? What kind of thing should I be, you know, wearing and stuff like that? So a lot more people are creating like these fancy stuff with like padded bra tops. So like, don't you think?
Yeah, and the halter ones. And sometimes some bras you can wear as a normal bra, but you can also unclasp it and wear it as a crossback. so that it can suit like different types of outfits that you will be wearing. Yeah, so many different types of bras.
Here's a fun fact. Do you girls know how often you have to replace your bras?
I'm sure.
Or how often do you replace your bras?
Okay, based on my knowledge, back from when I was selling bras, you have to replace bras every 6 months to a year.
That's correct.
Oh yeah. Hey, I still remember that.
But I think most people don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, my bra is fine.
Because I have so many bras that I just wear them like once in a while.
Yeah.
And I don't find a need to replace them after 1 year because I've only worn them like for a couple times.
I think usually we just get them replaced like when it feels loose or like, you know, it feels out of shape.
Our PD, she lives in wireless bras. Like, she loves them so much. I believe her favorite one is Uniqlo's 3D Hold. Mm. Yeah, so she's had that for a long time already, even though you should really change your bras every 6 months to a year. But it has accompanied her through pregnancy, through breastfeeding, and even now for her everyday. Are you wearing one today?
Yes, she is. I'm inclined to believe her because I heard, like, you know, your boobs change when, like, you go through pregnancy.
Right.
And when you give birth. And, like, if she's stuck through with it, I'm inclined to believe.
I have a question to ask. How often do you guys wash your bras? Is it after every wear?
1, 2, 3.
No.
Should I feel bad for saying this?
No, okay. I'm the only women If I've had a sweaty day, then yes, for it's going straight into the wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you take off and your underboobs are sweating.
Yeah, so what I do is I take my bra off and then I like kind of smell it on the inside. Like if it smells fine, I just put it back in the closet.
What, you put it back in the closet?
Yeah, then I wear it again, what? Oh. Wait, what's wrong with that?
Air it, love it.
Yeah, you don't air it.
Huh, air it where?
I hang it outside like somewhere. What? Hang it in your room at least, you know, like.
Oh, because the closet is like clean bras, right? You put them back together. Cool. No. Not judging, babe. Not judging.
Okay, don't come into my closet.
For me, it's because I feel like every time I wash my, especially like Wyatt bras, they go out of shape. So I try not to wash them with everywhere. But if it's like bralettes with no wires,
you can wash it all the time.
Because yeah, I can just
wash it.
Toss it into the washing machine.
Yeah. It's easy. Yeah. In the washer and dryer.
For like Wyatt bras, I do feel like you have to hand wash them to make sure that they keep their shape.
No, but bra tops I wash everywhere. Because it's more cloth. It's just the bra, right?
I feel you.
Our PD Mary actually hates wearing bras. So same as Azura.
Yes.
Yeah, are you wearing bra today? Okay. Wait, what are you wearing?
She's not wearing a bra today. Okay. She's wearing a Uniqlo camisole.
Oh, that's so nice.
You look great. Your titties look great.
Your titties look great. No, your titties look great. So she doesn't like wearing bras, right? So she'll do anything like sticks, you know, stickers, all this and that. But just for sometimes she wears wireless bras because if she's doing sports activities, she doesn't want to carry a whole extra sports bra in like her barang, you know, it's like so many things to bring. So yeah, if you don't like wearing bras, then wear a bra top maybe.
Yeah, that's great. And we have another note from PD Min. PD Min is someone who is very busty, okay, like Azura.
Yeah.
So she needs bras with good support and are wireless.
Ah. Okay.
She says, we are cancelling Wyatt bras in this day and age.
Yes.
Over the years, I've tried a few here and there, going to the stores and figuring out if you like the fit. A pro tip that she's learned is wear your shirt over the bra that you're trying to see how it looks like on you. This ensures that you feel good, you look good.
You know, it's funny because I think now we're so used to like wireless bras, right? But I think the previous generation, they're not as used to it.
For example, my mom would never wear a wireless bra.
What? Really?
I don't think she would. Oh. Like, she's gotten so used to the kind of support that Wyatt bras gives her.
I think so. So like years ago, when I started wearing like wireless bras, and then my mother would be like, actually, what bra are you wearing? It's not giving you the support. Because to them, it has to be like pushed up.
Oh, yeah, like your boobies have to be like,
right? And then, like, there'll be the nice shape in between here, you know?
But real boobs, you know,
they don't look that way.
Yeah, they don't look like that. Like, some say hang a bit lower. Sometimes one goes left, one goes right.
Correct. Like, they're not twins. Like,
exactly. Mm-mm. They look every kind of way. Yeah.
Okay, so question. You're out of a date.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of bras would you wear? Would you wear the kind that, like, pushes your boobs up and gives it a nice shape? Or are you okay with wearing wireless bras, bralettes?
100%.
Is it a nice date? Like, where are we going?
Depends.
Okay.
It could go somewhere you want it to. Maybe you could go
actually, back to I you know.
She got sorry.
What's that laughter? Tell us.
Okay, so this is before I start dating my boyfriend, right?
Okay.
Okay, so like this was like the early stages, right? So like, you know, you would go out on a night out and like, I'm wearing a sticky bra because I'm wearing a kind of top that is like kind of backless. Yeah. So I need a sticky bra, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily foresee that anything will happen after the night.
Yes.
But it does.
Yes.
And then I remember like in my, you know, half conscious state, I'm like, oh fuck, I'm wearing a sticky bra. It's not sexy to take off a chicken fillet off your boobs.
Okay.
Can you imagine that? And shake.
After you take it off, there's kind of like a sticky residue on your skin.
Yeah, and I mean, I was goes down about there. That. Yeah. So I take off the whole top and I try to pull the sticky thing together, off at the same time, and I throw it on the floor, right?
So he doesn't see it.
So that's what I thought. 10 minutes later, as a joke, he walks back with the bra stuck on his forehead.
Oh no!
He picked it up off the floor and it went pyak!
I would love to see that.
At that moment, I was like, this is a man I can keep. I was like, this man has a good sense of humor.
You kept him lah, right?
I kept him lah. It's the same guy. But yeah, so sometimes when you're going out, maybe a wireless bra is better.
Right.
If you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, of course, other than like comfort, confidence that we've mentioned, I feel like breathability is one thing that is so underrated. Did you know that your boobs have to breathe as well?
Guys, under boob sweat is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's like
under boob sweat, like underneath your boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't
this
sweat.
This is news
much.
To me.
This is news to me as well because I don't sweat much, but I can imagine how much of a discomfort that your boobs.
Yeah.
Right.
The fabric really helps it to breathe, especially with chicken fillets. Your boobs can't breathe. That's why they sweat. That's why they slide off like your friend.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes, you know, just wear fabric on your skin.
Mm. Agree. And the no digging or poking part, I absolutely love it.
Actually, right, I haven't had a wired bra in years.
Oh, really?
I mean, have lah, but like, I don't wear them.
They're just there for like occasions if you actually really need them.
If I ever really...
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, you know, with so many bras we have today, what would you say is the worst issue that we have resolved?
I actually am very happy that we have seamless bras now. Yeah, because it used to just be seamless thongs and panties, but nobody really made seamless bras when we were young. So it was very obvious, like under like your school uniform, under like a tight t-shirt. Yeah. But aside from bra tops, I'm very thankful for those. There's a very good one from Uniqlo. It's the Aerism one that I've worn for years.
Oh my God. Jeremy was the one to introduce that to me.
Really?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about,
I know
right?
what you're talking about. And I live in that.
It's so comfy. And I would recommend to hand wash it just so it retains its shape. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just thankful. You know, it's so comfy and you can't really see the line, which is sometimes a bit
ugly.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Well, what I really appreciate is that we are done with all the wires, the underwires, the wires by the side when it comes to corsets, stuff like that. You know, I think everyday comfort is of utmost importance.
Actually, it's also health. Some experts have suggested that wireless bras are better for your health because when you have the wire there, right, it can potentially cause issues like clogged ducts, discomfort and like blood flow. Yeah, blood flow sometimes is restricted. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you get the wrong band size. If you get it like way too tight, oh my gosh, it's gonna hurt so much.
That's true, yeah. So like I said, there's so many different kinds of bra tops these days and wireless bras that you can choose for any occasion. They've got ones with sleeve. I believe Uniqlo have the ones that are like a camisole, like what PD Mary is wearing today. Mm. They have things like this. It's like a race back but with a padding inside and the wireless lace bras that you guys
that
are wearing.
I'm wearing today.
So nice.
So nice.
You know, it doesn't look like a bra. You can wear it like a top.
Exactly.
You can wear it with a shirt like Casey.
Yeah.
You can do it like I do usually where I just throw on like a mesh top and then it's like sexy leh.
So
I think. I like.
Can I wear this for my next date?
You have a date?
With who?
Can we sit in the back and like watch?
Can we get a next table?
Oh yeah, exactly. Okay, you call us.
Cannot. But anyways, I'm wearing like a black lace bra today. I'm standing at 162 cm and this is a size S for me. It fits perfectly. Actually, this is from Uniqlo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing the same one in nude.
I love how like there's no pressure.
No, and then the back is single. It's very thin.
Single clasp.
It's the single, very thin band.
Oh, there's a hook. It's a clasp, so it's easier to wear.
Correct. And Zura, you love mesh tops so much, right? I think this would be like the perfect.
I know.
Under your cream mesh top.
I know.
Okay, so final thoughts, ladies. How does wearing a good bra affect your confidence?
I think it makes, you know, when you talk about like clothes that have to be like tailored or they fit well, you look more polished and pulled together. I think it starts from the inside.
Yes.
If the inside doesn't fit, the outside you can see lah.
As the CEO of the
itty bitty
ITBC, the itty titty bitty committee, I just want you to know that it's okay if, you know, you can't wear a bra, a push-up bra. There are certain bras that you can't wear. There are so many kinds these days, and they will fit you, they will flatter you very well. And as it's all about inner confidence. It's not about how big your boobs are, but it's about how you carry yourself when you walk into a room.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we are done with the push-up eras.
Yes, I don't think
people still wear a lot of push-up bras these days. Back when I was selling bras, double push-up bras were a thing. The padding was like so thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would immediately go from like a B to a D if you had worn that, like up by two sizes.
Sir, I have a small confession.
Tell us.
You know, like, I know people wear push-up or like you want that cleavage line, like you push your boobs together. Can I tell you that sometimes I push my boobs apart?
How? That like, is such...
How do you do that? You put something in the middle to spread them out?
No,
push it to the side.
Yeah, like push it to the side. Because I just find them looking so vulgar. Like,
wow.
I know the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah, that is a problem I wish I had.
I know, but like, I don't think you do, babe. Like, sometimes, right, it's just... Like, imagine if something was sitting like this low, for example, and one, the line like fucking obvious and like it's whoop, and then the other one's a little more flat. Which one do people think is like
more natural?
No, like vulgar, you know? Like they'll think like, oh, you're not as like showy as this one, but you're wearing the same thing.
I don't think we should care about what people think.
Correct.
Like, your titties are your titties. They're what you were born with. Mm-mm. They're what is stuck with you for the rest of your life.
Free the boobies.
Yeah, exactly. So just wear what suits you, what's comfortable for you, what you feel confident in. And yeah.
Yeah, and speaking from three women who, from the get-go, like we love to work, we get out in the day and then we have like a full day of schedule all the way to nighttime. We think that like, comfort is very important, at least for me. When I'm comfortable, I'm confident.
That's right. So if you're curious to experience the comfort and the freedom of wireless bras or bra tops like the ones that we are wearing today, our PDs actually secured an exclusive Uniqlo coupon for you. Oh my gosh, we're so happy about this. Head to the description box, click on the link, submit your Uniqlo membership ID, and you get a $10 coupon added to your account.
Wow. Right.
And for our male harsh listeners, you can use the coupon as well. You can buy anything from Uniqlo. Take this $10 off, okay? Courtesy of Hush Podcast.
Hey, and for the male listeners, I think you guys will like this. I'm wearing cargo pants from Uniqlo.
They look so good on you.
They are so comfy and so flattering. I feel like the dudes would love it too.
I'm stocking up after this, by the way.
Yeah. All right, with that, we hope you enjoyed this episode. I learned more things about bras, like after reading the script for this episode, and I hope you did too. So if you want to understand more or you want to watch our previous episodes, feel free to follow us on Instagram at itsclarity.co.
That's right. You can listen to us on Me Listen Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and don't forget to turn on your notifications.
Yes, and check us out on YouTube to see our very cute outfits that we're wearing, all from Uniqlo today. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.